Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the Savage Nation. This is Jeff Cooner filling in for the living legend, Michael Savage. 855-400-7282 is the number. Okay, my friends, we have a lot to talk about. But before I talk about Ebola and all the latest developments, to my good friend Michael, I want to thank you for the wonderful opportunity again of filling in for you. I can't tell you what an honor and a privilege it is, Michael. And furthermore, I have to say this. I was just mentioning it to one of the producers, Robert, before we got on the air. I got a copy of your book, Stop the Coming Civil War. It was express delivered to me by your people. I got it yesterday. I cannot put it down. I'm about three-quarters of the way through. It's a phenomenal read. Surgical, concise, extremely well written. I believe that you have now put your finger on the pulse of clearly the major threats and problems facing America today and the solutions to this country's problem. And Michael, I got to tell you, I think it's in some ways the culmination of your life's work. And I just want to congratulate you, my friend, because I believe you didn't just hit a home run with this one. I believe you hit a grand slam. And to all of you out there, trust me when I tell you this. If you want an absolute feast for the mind. No, let me explain. If you want the absolute vaccine against Ebola, buy Michael Savage's book, Stop the Coming Civil War. It's a masterpiece. Michael, congratulations once again, my friend. To all of you, go to michaelsavage.com for all of the latest. You can order his book, but in particular about a lot of the cutting-edge stories today. And of course, without question, the crisis that we now face with Ebola. And as I have been saying now for at least a couple of weeks, this administration, I believe, is criminally negligent for how they have deliberately turned a blind eye to the epidemic that is Ebola, how it is now spreading across Liberia, across Guinea, across Sierra Leone, and now it has come to the United States itself. And if you notice, one of the points that the mainstream media, desperately trying to cover up the extent of this tragedy and catastrophe, this utter criminal neglect on the part of the dear leader and his criminal gang in Washington. We're the only first world country that now has Ebola. Apparently, France may have it as well. I'm hearing tentative reports. But up to now, a confirmed case of Ebola, we're the only ones. And why are we the only ones? Because unlike Canada, unlike Australia, unlike New Zealand, unlike Great Britain, unlike France, unlike Germany, unlike Italy, unlike even Madrasha, unlike even Russia, we took absolutely no preactive precautions and security procedures to make sure it didn't come here. In fact, we did the opposite. We ensured that the borders were wide open. We didn't curtail or reduce or eliminate temporarily air travel, commercial air travel from those Western African countries. We didn't shut down air travel. We put in no new screening procedures whatsoever. We did nothing in terms of bolstering our public health care system to let people know, and especially those at airports and border checkpoints, what to look for and what to ask for. we did nothing to revoke the visas of people allowed to travel from Liberia, Sierra Leone, or Guinea. And so what are the results? Because of this administration's deliberate attempt at turning a blind eye, at turning its back, in the name of political correctness, in the name of open borders, in the name of multiculturalism, we now have, at a minimum, one confirmed case of Ebola in Dallas, at Texas Presbyterian Health, a Liberian national, Thomas Duncan. He is now in serious but stable condition. And here is now what we're finding out about him. Here is the absolute latest. You can read much of this up on michaelsavage.com. It now appears that the reason why he came to the United States was because he wanted to be with his girlfriend. And so while coming here to be with his girlfriend, we now find out that he lied. He lied on his forms to get into the country. That when he was in Liberia, he had worked for a FedEx cargo company in the capital of Liberia. But then he decided to quit his job because he was going to come to the United States, I believe, illegally. But let that go, to be with his girlfriend. And the plan was to eventually marry his girlfriend. 5 days before he leaves Liberia, Thomas Duncan takes the daughter of his landlord to a local hospital in Monrovia. She has Ebola. She's vomiting. She's sweating. She's bleeding. He takes her to the hospital. They don't want her because they see that she's obviously now got Ebola. The next day, she's dead. The landlord's son dies a couple days later. The landlord's nephews, a couple of them, died 3 days later. He had contact with all of them. It was clear to him that he now probably had contracted Ebola. And so he made a beeline straight to the United States, because if you're going to have Ebola, the one place you want to have it is here in America, because you can get the finest treatment in the world. And so he gets on a plane, potentially contaminating people on that plane in Brussels. He lands in Brussels, has a 7-hour layover in Brussels. My God, the people he could have contaminated there. Then he flies to Washington. In fact, Dulles Airport, I know it because I used to live in D.C. for over 10 years when I worked at the Washington Times. He has a 3-hour layover there. How many people he could have contaminated there? And then, of course, he arrives in Dallas. We have now found out that the family that he was staying with, they had 5 children, one of them being his own son. What his son was doing here is beyond me, but again, let that go. They went to 4 different schools in Dallas. The number of people now potentially exposed just in the Dallas area alone has gone from 18 to 80. It is now over 100. There is now a second person in Dallas, in the Dallas area, where they now fear is now exhibiting Ebola-like symptoms. There is now a third case in Hawaii. There's a big Ebola scare where they now put another person in isolation for fear that that person is exhibiting Ebola-like symptoms. And get ready for this, members of the Savage Nation. Now there are Ebola fears in Washington, D.C. itself. At Howard University Hospital, an individual, an American it looks like, who traveled to Nigeria, apparently had contact with people in Nigeria who had Ebola. This person, they have not released the identity, is now exhibiting Ebola-like symptoms. This is according to the doctors at the hospital. This person has now been placed in quarantine, is isolated, and is now being treated potentially for Ebola. We now have an NBC News cameraman, it's now official, who was in Liberia covering that epidemic, that outbreak, who now has contracted Ebola. They're now flying that individual, that cameraman, back into the United States privately for treatment here. The rest of the NBC News team, the correspondent and the editor, they're also now going to be in isolation and quarantine for 21 days. God forbid if they should develop the disease or have contracted the disease. This is an outbreak. I mean, I'm not trying to sow panic, but we have to stare reality in the face. The Obama regime lied to us again. And they told us there was no chance of this coming to the homeland. They lied. Then the CDC director, Dr. Tom Frieden, another liar, another Obama hack, stood there and said it's going to be limited to just that one Liberian in Dallas. He lied again. Well, now, check out Dr. Tom Frieden. Again now telling us, hey, you can't shut down commercial air travel. You can't secure the borders. You can't do anything. All we can do now is essentially attack Ebola in Africa before Ebola destroys us. Boys, roll clip 18.
I wish we could get to zero risk by sealing off the border, but we can't. The only way we're going to get to zero risk in this country is by controlling it in Africa. Until that happens, Americans may come back with Ebola. Other people who have a right to return or a visa to enter may come back. People will go to third countries and come from there. So, sealing them off, first off, won't work. Second off, it will backfire. If we can't get help in there, then we're not going to be able to stop the outbreak. And ultimately, we will end up at higher risk, not lower risk.
This is incredible. This is incredible. Who says you can't stop, you can't seal off the border? Who says? Here, I'll tell you exactly how Jeff Kooner would do it. Okay? And I know Michael Savage would agree with me on this 110%. Shut down all commercial air travel from Liberia, Sierra Leone, or Guinea. One. Two, no visas or all visas be stripped from anyone coming from those three countries. Three, if you're an American who travels there, I'm sorry, but your right to a passport and your right to travel doesn't trump public health and safety. You want to go there to visit family or do business or whatever, that's fine. But you know what? If you've potentially come in contact with the disease, you can't come back into the United States. I'm not saying it's ironclad. But I'll tell you this, it'll stop the problem 90-95%. Screen better at the border. Make sure that you try to vet people. Ask them where they've been. These are basic procedures that you can implement to stop this thing from coming into our homeland. Instead, we have sent 3,000 of our own troops into literally the pits of hell. And we're keeping the borders wide open so more Thomas Duncans can keep flying in and flying in. And before you know it, mark my words, it's going to be one person with Ebola, and then two, and then four, and then eight, and then 16. And before you know it, you have an epidemic and people are dying left, right, and center. And so my question to you is this. In fact, a double barrel question, Savage Nation. One, do you blame President Obama for the outbreak of Ebola here in America? And number two, is the CDC director right? Is it impossible to close our borders? I say he's wrong. What do you say? My friends, I want to hear from you. 855-400-7282, 855-400-7282. Jeff Kooner filling in for the living legend, Michael Savage.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO-IN.
Jeff Cooner sitting in for the living legend, Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. Thomas from the great WABC, thanks for holding and welcome.
Jeff Cooner filling for Michael Savage on the holiest Jewish day of the year. That's red, white, and blue dynamite, baby.
Thank you, Thomas. What's on your mind?
Jeff Cooner, God bless you. Jeff, the U.S. government has failed to secure the southern border. The U.S. government has failed to secure the hallowed White House. We have Ebola to our left, ISIS to our right. Perhaps we can make a direct appeal to the CEOs of all the airlines that are flying back and forth from the infected areas of Africa. Perhaps that we can appeal to them as American citizens to cut off all non-essential travel so we could have at least a fighting chance against this possible pandemic. God bless you, Jeff.
Thank you so much, Thomas. No, look, I agree. To me, it's just common sense. Ban all commercial air travel from Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. I mean, to me, that's step number one. Now, finally, you have some Republicans like Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, now stating the obvious. But this should have been done, frankly, not weeks ago, but months ago. So now you have people coming in. We have at least, 300,000 people potentially with visas from all of those West African countries who are legally entitled to come into the United States. I mean, this is almost a... If Al-Qaeda or ISIS, if they want to wage biological warfare, I mean, think about this. How many of them are willing to blow themselves up or strap a bomb or sticks of dynamite around their chest and die for Allah? You don't think some of them are going to say, ooh, Abdullah, we get Ebola, and then we come into America, and then we get infidel Sikh, and it's a form of biological warfare. My friends, shut down the borders now. Close them, secure them before it's too late. 1-855-400-7282 is the number. Do you blame Obama? And can we close the borders? I want to hear from you. Jeff Cooner, filling in for the living legend, Michael Savage.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. This is Jeff Cooner sitting in for the living legend, Michael Savage. Go to michaelsavage.com for the absolute latest must-read stories. Also, trust me when I tell you this, I got my copy yesterday. I'm about 3/4 of the way through. I mean, it's a beauty. It's a gem. It's an instant classic. If you haven't bought it already, read Stop the Coming Civil War. Trust me, you'll be happy you did. 855-400-7282. For those of you that don't know me, Jeff Cooner, I'm known as Boston's Bulldozer, cleaning up the liberal bull. You can catch me. I have my own show every day, Monday to Friday, on WRKO AM 680 in Boston, obviously, from 6 till 10 a.m. on the East Coast. So if you want to catch more of the Cooner Man, you know where to go. The lines are blazing. 855-400-7282 is the number. Let's go to Randy on ABQ in New Mexico. Randy, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you very much, Jeff. First of all, yes, I do blame Obama, I'm sorry, and not just for this, but for a lot more. Yes, you can close the borders, but here's what I want to really get at. One, I'm an RN. I've been one almost for 20 years. I've been also Navy Corpsman. The incubation period on Ebola, as you know, they've got a set time rate for it. Look how long it took that man to get back into the United States before he showed positive. You're telling me that you're going to be able to track everybody he came in contact with since he left that airport there all the way to the United States, and how many people he came in contact with down in Texas, and where it also transferred and caught a connecting flight in the U.S. There's a lot more than this that meets the eye that's going to affect a lot more people. And when these liberals dying, Ebola, then they're going to blame Obama.
Thank you for that call, Randy. Look, this is not Jeff Cooner saying this. This is not Michael Savage saying this. The UN's, the United Nations' own special representative, their point man on Ebola, yesterday delivered a major press conference where he said there are so many dead bodies now in Liberia, in Western Africa, Sierra Leone, Guinea, 3,300 and counting. His words, not mine. Human hosts, whereby the Ebola virus has been able to feast on, that it is slowly, he says, mutating. And as it mutates, it's going to become even a stronger, more virulent strain. He says if we don't get this thing under control in 4 weeks, it could possibly become an airborne virus. Meaning, you know, hachu, you sneeze, and somebody can get it. If that should happen, and maybe when it happens, it's going to go to all corners of the globe. First in the third world, and then eventually it's going to devour us here in America. It's going to spread eventually exponentially. And that's why, to me, it is not just reckless and irresponsible. Frankly, it's borderline criminal that we are not shutting down air travel and clamping down and securing our borders and strip these people from those countries of their visas, saying, if you come from those countries, I'm sorry, but we cannot allow you in because the risk is too great. And notice how this regime keeps trying to convince us that somehow we can't defend our population, we can't defend our country, and we can't close down or secure the borders. Listen to CDC spokesman Dave Daigle saying, hey, viruses don't respect borders, so don't bother trying to shut down your border, because it's going to come here whether we like it or not. Boys, roll clip 22.
I think he got on the plane asymptomatic, so without any symptoms whatsoever. So, I mean, the symptoms occurred after he landed or after he arrived in the U.S. So it's very difficult to prevent that. I mean, the viruses don't respect borders.
How about if you didn't allow him to come into the country? How about if you just said, look, I'm sorry, you come from an Ebola hot zone, Liberia, it's ground zero. Oh, but I have a girlfriend. I have family there. Too bad. Since when did America become a dumping ground for everybody around the world? Since when does somebody have a, quote, civil right to travel to the United States? So had we shut down commercial air traffic, all flights from those three countries, stripped everybody of their visa, saying, I'm sorry, I don't care. If you think you can come, you can't come. Then this guy never would have come to America. He never would have landed in Dallas. The people at the Dallas Hospital, at the Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital, now wouldn't be frightened that they may have Ebola. The medic crew that picked him up wouldn't have to be in isolation for fear that they have Ebola. The people in the apartment complex that were near him wouldn't be afraid they have Ebola. And all of those four schools and the children that he possibly infected, they and their parents wouldn't be petrified that they may have Ebola. And yet these libs keep telling us, oh, viruses don't respect borders. What are you talking to me about? If you keep them in Liberia, we can't get it here. It's common sense. 1-800-455-7282 is the number. 1-800-455-7282 is the number. All of you out there, go to michaelsavage.com. Look at the latest stories. Apparently, check this story up on michaelsavage.com. Here, look, just to show you how weak and pathetic we've become here. Right there on the right-hand corner, Saudi Arabia, which is home to Mecca and Medina, the two most holiest sites in Islam, okay? Saudi Arabia has now issued an edict and passed a law saying Muslims apparently have to annually, if they can afford it, they have to do an annual pilgrimage, a once in a lifetime, forgive me, they do it every year, but they have a once in a lifetime obligation to do a pilgrimage to Mecca. They call it the Hajj. If you come from Liberia or Sierra Leone or Guinea and you're a Muslim, they're not going to allow you into Saudi Arabia. They're even not allowing fellow Muslims from those three countries to go to Saudi Arabia for the pilgrimage to Mecca. Because even the Muslims say, we have to defend our own. We can't just allow anybody into Saudi Arabia. So Saudi Arabia can control its borders, but we can't. Dr. Savage is a genius. I said it before and I'll say it again. Liberalism is a mental disorder. Leo from the great WMAL in Washington, D.C., thanks for holding and welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I'm concerned on many levels. My wife and I are raising our grandkids who are 9 and 11, and I told her when he gets within 100 miles, pull the kids out, they can homeschool, we're going to do that. One of the things that first concerned me when the doctor and his assistant left and they brought him to America was, why didn't they take him to someplace like Diego Garcia, which is one of our military bases out in the middle of the Indian Ocean? Let them have a beach vacation for 3 weeks till they're cured or whatever. That's what we need to do. I'm a retiree, and one of my duties was as a nuclear biological chemical NCO. And the first thing that they taught us was you identify, isolate, and decontaminate. And then you go through the procedure again to make sure that everything is clean when it comes to the biological or chemical. And we've violated all that. As far as the CDC director, I'd like to talk to him. We can secure this border. We've done it before. When 9/11 happened, we shut down all air traffic around the United States. What would be so hard, like you said, as to shut down any traffic coming out of that region or any persons? We have the means. We have the electronic and intelligence means to track every person traveling. If they go into a computer system and are booked on a flight, we know at least who they are by what they say. And you're right. As far as this using these people and doing, I just had that discussion at lunch with a coworker that what's to stop one of these people to put a vest bomb on a child that's been infected, send them into an area, and then boom. And you notice, if you don't know, George W. Bush lives in Dallas, Texas. The second incident is where? Here in D.C. with a sitting president.
Thank you for that call, Leo. Look, I can just tell you this. The way the Obama regime has dealt with this is, to me, grossly negligent, frankly bordering on the criminal. The way the officials at the Texas Presbyterian Health Hospital in Dallas dealt with this guy, Thomas Duncan, this Liberian, is, to me, borderline criminal. Now, I want you to think about this, okay? Think about this. You have a guy who, this is on the 24th, allegedly, September 24th, so he's been in the country now for a couple days, is vomiting violently and profusely, is sweating like a pig, is complaining of all kinds of crazy aches and pains. His girlfriend drags him to the hospital. The nurse meets him. Not only the nurse, apparently another medical professional. Two people were told. They said, who are you? Thomas Duncan. Where are you from? Liberia. Already I'm thinking, ding, 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 ding. That's a red flag. Not only does he say he's from Liberia, he actually told the two professionals he was in contact with people who had had Ebola in Liberia. Did they order a test for Ebola? Yet. Did they even ask other people to think maybe this guy could have Ebola? Yet. They told him that he may have quote, a severe flu virus and gave him antibiotics and basically sent them packing, get lost. So this guy then is returned for another 2.5 days. Where, according to his girlfriend, that bedsheet of his is soaking wet. Where he was vomiting so violently that when they had to, they said he was going to die. I mean, literally, he was going to die. His nephew has gone on television saying, we said he's definitely got Ebola. I mean, he's bleeding, for God's sakes. There's blood coming out of the guy. And we were calling up people at the hospital, and they were acting like, la-da-da, no big deal, don't sweat it. They even called the CDC, and they were saying, don't sweat it, no big deal. He's outside of the apartment building. I swear to you, as God is my witness, violently, wildly vomiting all over the sidewalk, everywhere. Until finally, they couldn't even get him to the car. He was so sick. They have to call the first responders, 911. The ambulance finally comes. The medic crew, those poor guys and gals, they have to put him in the ambulance. Now there's a fear that they may be infected. And when pressed, the executive vice president of Texas Health Presbyterian, the hospital, I swear to you, says, well, I don't know. We just decided to send him home. I mean, just because he was from Liberia, just because he was vomiting at, like, you know, violently, just because he was exhibiting Ebola-like symptoms and was in contact with people with Ebola, that doesn't mean we thought he should have Ebola. Don't take my word for it. Listen to Dr. Mark Lester, the executive vice president of Texas Health Presbyterian. Boys, roll clip 24.
The overall clinical presentation was not typical at that time yet for Ebola. So as the team assessed him, they felt clinically it was a low-grade common viral disease.
You're right. The guy wasn't bleeding through his eyes. Oh, it's true. No, you're right. There wasn't blood coming out of his ears and his eyes. He was just basically puking left, right, and center from Liberia, who had been in contact with people from Ebola. Your people never should have connected the dots. And Obama's telling us that we're ready to deal with an outbreak? Are you kidding me? Jeff Cooner, sitting in for the living legend, Michael Savage. More with your calls next.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-CO-IN.
Jeff Cooner sitting in for Michael Savage here on the Savage Nation. Look, my friends, I think it's pretty obvious what's going on here. We have a government that's lying to us. We have a president that's lying to us. He lied to us about ISIS. He lied to us about Obamacare. If you like your health care, you can keep your health care. Well, now when it comes to Ebola, you like your Ebola? You can keep your Ebola. And in the end, who are the victims? We are. And what you're now seeing, I believe, is the culmination of a president whose goal is to bring about the third worldization of America. And so he's hollowing out our military, destroying our economy, racking up unsustainable debt, leaving our borders wide open to the point now that outside of Africa, we are now the first world country that actually now has a serious Ebola outbreak on our hands. Congratulations, dear leader. You did it. You finally made America graduate to the third world. Viva la revolución! Jeff Cooner, sitting in for the living legend, Michael Savage. Don't go anywhere, my friends. We'll be right back after this short break. I'm gonna live it up.
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
This is Jeff Cooter sitting in for the living legend, Michael Savage, on The Savage Nation. 855-400-7282 is the number. Michael, my buddy, if you're listening, thank you so much once again for giving me the opportunity to fill in for you. I can't tell you what an honor and a privilege it is, as always, but especially to you, to the listeners. Go to michaelsavage.com. Why? Not only are there some absolutely must-read stories, but you have to get a copy of Michael's latest book. I'm telling you, it's an absolute gem. I got my copy. It was express delivered to me, overnighted to me. I got it yesterday morning. I came back for my own show. There it was. My wife said, I got a surprise for you. We just got this delivered to us. It's Michael's latest, I believe, masterpiece. Stop the Coming Civil War. I'm three quarters of the way through. I started reading in the early afternoon. I could not put it down. I'm telling you, it is an incredible read. I believe it is the culmination of one of the most brilliant talk show hosts we've ever had in this country. His entire body of work, his mind. It's the culmination of his experience, of his worldview, of his wisdom, and about the tremendous danger that this country is now in. And as the book properly assesses, as it lays it out, I think, brilliantly, the country is now slipping towards an ideological and political, cultural civil war between those of us who are patriots, who still believe in the founding principles of America, and a radical, secular, neo-Marxist left led by the dear leader himself, that con man in chief, Barack Hussein Obama, who are now determined to destroy traditional America and create and remake and create America into a socialist police state. And whether it be the military, whether it be the economy, whether it be healthcare, whether it be our culture, whether it be our schools, whether it be our borders, whether it be radical Islam, what Obama is now doing is turning this country into a gradually into a third world banana republic. Instead of us going to Africa, like in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, Africa is coming to us. And Exhibit A is now the possible outbreak of Ebola. And my friends, the absolute latest on this are as follows. An NBC News cameraman has now come down with the Ebola virus. He was there in Liberia, which is essentially ground zero, the epicenter of the Ebola epidemic that is now spreading like wildfire across West Africa. He has now come down with Ebola. We are flying him back on a private plane to be treated here in the United States. The rest of his crew, the editor, their NBC's medical editor, their correspondent, is also being flown back. They are in isolation. They're being quarantined for 21 days to make sure that they haven't contracted Ebola. Furthermore, it now appears that another patient they believe is now exhibiting Ebola-like symptoms, this time in Washington, D.C., at Howard Hospital, at Howard University Hospital. It appears that this is an American citizen who recently traveled to Nigeria. And they now fear that this individual contracted Ebola There's now an Ebola watch, an Ebola scare underway. This person is also now in isolation, being treated for Ebola-like symptoms, including violent vomiting, extremely high fever, and severe body aches and muscle pain. There is an Ebola fear of a patient in Hawaii. There is a second person, they believe, potentially in Dallas, that has also contracted the disease. You have almost a semi-panic underway in parts of Dallas. Schools have been closed down. Parents want their children pulled out of school. In fact, some of them have pulled their kids out of school because Thomas Duncan, the Liberian national, apparently hit through him and through the children that he was with in his apartment when he visited his girlfriend in Texas, those five children go to four different schools. So now it is over 100 people and counting that have been potentially exposed. Has Obama closed down the border? No. Has Obama shut down commercial air travel from West Africa? No. Has he implemented vigorous screening procedures at airports and at border checkpoints? No. Has he revoked the visas of people from Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea so they cannot continue to come into the United States? No. It's almost like we're asking for it. It's almost like we're asking for it. If you like your Ebola, you can keep your Ebola. And what I find absolutely incredible and frankly hypocritical is that this was the same man who, when he was then Senator Obama, and this time it was George Bush in the White House. You remember when we had the avian flu and there was fear of a possible epidemic through the avian flu? Well, there was the dear leader, then Senator Obama, who was hammering Bush day after day after day in the Senate, saying, how dare you not protect the American people? How dare you don't put in safety procedures and safety protocols to keep the public safe? That the nation must not be put, as he put it, caught off guard. Forget Ebola, which, as one survivor has described it, literally says it is like fire from the pits of hell. When you get it, if you're lucky enough to survive, it's like being tortured in the pits of hell. We're not talking about Ebola. We were then talking about the avian flu. And he said it was criminal for George Bush that he didn't have vaccines ready, that he wasn't properly preparing the public, that there wasn't all these security procedures and protocols in place. Check out Obama. When Bush was in office, saying, oh-ho, the nation must never be caught off guard. Boys, roll clip 16.
This nation must not be caught off guard when faced with the prospects of a pandemic, because the consequences are simply too high.
That was then, this is now. So we couldn't be caught off guard then, but we can be caught off guard now. This is the same man who just a couple weeks ago went to the CDC, their headquarters in Atlanta, as God is my witness, and openly vowed to the American people, no. There's hardly, it's infinitesimally small. There's no chance we're going to get Ebola. Keep the borders wide open. He almost implied it was racist to demand that we secure the borders and start shutting down commercial air travel. He practically guaranteed us, we're not going to get Ebola. That's the paranoid extremist fringe Tea Party. It's those crazy right-wing wackos that keep warning about Ebola coming into the United States. Well, now we've got Ebola. Have you noticed with this guy He's a pathological, incorrigible liar. He told us that Iraq was a stable, sovereign, self-reliant country. He lied. He told us that ISIS was the, quote, JV team. I guess this is the JV virus. I guess in his mind, Ebola must be the JV virus. It was the JV team that posed no threat to the United States, no threat to the Middle East. That was only 8 months ago. 1 month ago, he said the Free Syrian Army, oh, you want to arm them? They're an army of dentists and doctors and pharmacists. Now, we're going to have to arm them to the teeth, he says, in Jordan and in Saudi Arabia, train them after a year, 5,000 of them, and they're going to be our shock troops for our air campaign in Syria and in Iraq? Are you kidding me? Many of them whose ranks are full of Al-Qaeda, but let that go. You like your health care, you can keep your health care. You like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If we pass that $1 trillion stimulus, he said, oh my God, it's going to be recovery immediately. The economy would be booming. It has been lie after lie after lie after lie. Benghazi, that was a video. That was all caused by one crazy guy, one anti-Muslim video. The guy is like Pinocchio, except with his ears. Have you noticed the more he lies, the bigger his ears are? He's like Dumbo. Pretty soon he's going to fly away. And so my question to you is this. Do you blame President Obama for the Ebola outbreak that we are now experiencing in America? And did he lie to the American people when he said there was almost no chance of us getting the Ebola virus? Do you fear an epidemic here in the United States? 855-400-7282 is the number. Jeff Cooner, sitting in for the living legend Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Jeff Cooner sitting in for the living legend, Michael Savage. My friends, I've got breaking news. It now appears, this is on ABC News, the Drudge Report, other media outlets, that ISIS has now beheaded another hostage. This time it is British hostage Alan Henning. He is an aid worker. They have been threatening to behead him now for a couple of weeks. They have now released the official video of his beheading. As this is what they say in the video. The ISIS beheader warns in the video, quote, that that Alan Henning is being beheaded. His blood is on the hands, he says, of David Cameron. He also says that there will be more beheadings to come, but that his beheading is due to David Cameron and the British Parliament's decision to vote for airstrikes against ISIS in Iraq. Furthermore, the ISIS beheader now promises to behead the next person, which is an American, Peter Kasich. So as we drop bombs on them in Iraq and in Syria, they continue to behead either Americans or Brits almost every week. These are savages. These are animals. These are 7th century barbarians who I believe deserve to be utterly eliminated and extinguished from the face of the earth. And my question to Obama is this. As they keep sawing off the heads of American journalists and British aid workers. You tell me, when do they stop being the JV team? You tell me how many heads have to roll, how many heads have to be chopped off and decapitated before you and your fellow Moonbat liberals awaken to the fact that we are at war with radical Islam. And instead, you get us involved in this dinky war of yours in Syria, where now we have even our own top military people openly and publicly saying, we cannot win this war because you are not giving us the means to win this war. That airstrikes alone will do nothing except prolong the conflict for at least 2, 3, 4 years with no strategy for victory. Which means Americans are going to die. ISIS is only going to get bigger and stronger and more emboldened. You're leaving our borders wide open for a potential domestic ISIS terrorist attack. And all the while, they continue to behead Westerners. It's almost, it's like an in thing now in the Islamic world. You know, here you have tattoos and body piercings and whatever, and piercings. There, it's, you know what, let's behead somebody. It's the new in chic thing in the Muslim world. And all the while, you ignore Congress. All the while, you commit us to send our troops into Iraq, small numbers of them, but nevertheless troops, endangering our men and women flying in those jets without an authorization or declaration of war from Congress. Just as you sent our 3,000 troops into that Ebola zone without the approval of Congress. My friends, we are at war with ISIS. And everybody except Obama knows it. And my question to you now is this. Do you fear ISIS can use Ebola as a form of biological warfare against us here in America?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Jeff Cooner sitting in for the great Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. 855-400-7282 is the number. For those of you that don't know me, I am known as Boston's Bulldozer. You can hear me every Monday to Friday, every morning, from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WRKO 680 a.m. here in Beantown, Boston. Lines are blazing. We can talk, obviously, about Ebola and the outbreak of Ebola, another case potentially now in Washington, D.C., or, if you prefer, this is breaking news, another British aid worker has now just been beheaded, or at least a video of it has now just been released, the beheading by ISIS. So ISIS now strikes again. My friends, I don't want to instill fear. I don't want to instill panic. But it seems quite obvious to me that if these jihadists are willing to kill themselves and they are utterly barbaric and utterly ruthless, completely and utterly savage, it's to me not much of a stretch to think that maybe they will use and exploit our open borders, especially our southern border, and have maybe 1, 2, 3, 4 jihadist fighters contract Ebola deliberately as a form of jihad and have them come into the United States and wage biological warfare. And the fact that we have not secured our border in the face of this growing threat is to me not only immoral, it is criminal and treasonous. 855-400-7282 is the number. David in Detroit on the great WJR. Thanks for holding and welcome.
Jeff, you may be the wisest man on the radio today,
with your understanding that suicide bombers can do more with a germ than with a bomb. So you should, you're doing a mitzvah for all of us. But let me tell you, my mother would tell me, if heaven forbid, you know, study, you'll become a doctor, or if heaven forbid, mentally retarded, at least a lawyer. And this is the problem. We've got lawyers running everything. The germs have their own lawyers now.
I never looked at it that way. But no, it's true. I mean, you have all these ACLU lawyers who are defending these people who potentially have Ebola, saying they have a right to enter our country. And where is it written, where is it carved in stone, that some guy from Liberia who deliberately quits his job, who wants to come to be an illegal alien in the United States, who's an Ebola carrier, that we have to let him into America? Where is that written, David?
In Seoul is where it's written. I mean, this is madness. It's craziness. You can't live like this because it's, you know, any God with a name is worthy of the truth and respects the truth. We have no truth. We have no advocate. We don't have a surgeon general even. I mean, we have nobody that's on our side.
You're completely right. And thank you for that call. Look, to me, this CDC director is an embarrassment. Tom Frieden. He's clearly an Obama hack. He's been lying to us from the beginning. First, he told us that there was little chance of Ebola coming. Well, that proved to be a lie. Then he told us that that one guy from Liberia, Thomas Duncan, it would only be one. They can contain it. They can quarantine it. Nobody else is going to get Ebola. Now there are potential fears in Hawaii, in Washington, more in Dallas. Another lie. And then this guy comes out and says that we can't secure our own border to prevent Ebola from coming into our own country? Says who? Literally, who? Him? You mean to tell me that the world's greatest superpower can't enforce its own borders and basically shut down commercial air travel from three basket cases from three banana republics in West Africa? Are you kidding me? We can't revoke some visas and put the American people first? It's a lie. It's a sham. It's a con. And I'm starting to ask myself, in all honesty, I don't know if Obama wants us to have an Ebola epidemic. I don't know if, for whatever reason, he thinks that bringing Ebola into the United States will further degrade America, will further humiliate us in the eyes of the world, will further sow chaos and division. Because, dear leader, if you're listening, if you wanted to make America a third world banana republic, believe me, you're not succeeding at anything else. But at this, you're a master. 855-400-7282 is the number. 855-400-7282. John from WEB, thanks for holding and welcome.
Hey, I was curious. You know, they shut down Israel when they had that terrorist incident over near Syria for United States planes going in there. I don't understand why it's so hard to barricade Africa from coming over here. And is the president, his oath of office, has he totally went against it? And who's there to hold him up to that?
I believe the president is a traitor. I believe he needs to be impeached. I believe he deserves to be impeached. I believe he has broken so many laws and violated so many of our basic principles. He has committed so many high crimes and misdemeanors. Frankly, it's not even funny. And whether it be Benghazi, whether it be the IRS, whether it be... I want you to think about this. Let's just leave Ebola out just for 1 second. As Savage, Dr. Savage rightly points out in his book, we now live effectively in an East German-style police state. We now have, everybody knows this now. We now have the National Security Agency, the NSA, spying and listening in on many of our phone calls, trolling our social media, reading our emails. We now have a government that now is essentially telling us what to think, what to speak, what to eat, what to drink. They're controlling every aspect of our lives. I mean, they're spying on almost every aspect. So they know what you're thinking. They know what you're emailing. They can listen in on your phone calls. They are waging a war on the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and the Constitution. Look, you had the President of the United States recently speak to an immigration activist conference, La Raza, other radical Hispanics who are calling for mass amnesty. He not only vowed to grant executive amnesty to 5, 6, 7 million illegal immigrants, most of them Latinos from Mexico and Latin America, clearly illegal, clearly impeachable, even if you're for amnesty, well, obviously, which I'm not. Only Congress has the power to do that. Only Congress has the power to pass amnesty. If they want to change the immigration laws, the president doesn't have the authority. He doesn't have the power. He doesn't have the jurisdiction to grant an executive amnesty. He doesn't. Just as he doesn't have the power to rewrite Obamacare nearly 30 times as he's done. Just as he didn't have the power to wage war in Libya for 7 months without the approval of Congress. That was an illegal, immoral war, which, by the way, toppled a secular dictator and enabled essentially Al-Qaeda and radical Islamists to seize Libya. Just as he allowed the Muslim Brotherhood to seize power in Egypt. Just as if he gets his way in Syria, he's going to allow Al-Qaeda and the Sunni extremists to seize power in Syria. He's now taking us to war in ISIS without the approval of Congress. That is not just immoral and illegal. It's unconstitutional and frankly criminal. And now he leaves us wide open to one of the worst diseases ever known to man. And not only is he leaving us wide open, he's continuing to allow commercial air travel. He's continuing to allow people with visas to come into the United States from those three countries. Thomas Duncan is just going to be the first. And so what happens? This is not Jeff Kooner saying this. The UN is saying this. The Europeans are saying this. The Canadians are saying this. Every medical health expert worth his or her salt is saying this. If you allow them into your country, it cannot be contained. And now it's only a matter of time before this thing grows exponentially, meaning 2. And then 4 cases, and then 8, and then 16, and then 32, and then do the numbers. They're nearly at 4,000 in West Africa. Experts are now saying if this thing is not controlled in the next 3 to 4 weeks, not only is this disease poised to mutate into becoming an airborne disease, meaning basically at you, you just sneeze in an airplane or wherever, in a bathroom, and somebody can get it. That means the numbers of people dying is going to be 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70,000. It's going to be like the Black Plague in Europe. And still, in the face of this, he does nothing? His administration does nothing? The CDC does nothing. The FAA does nothing. That's why I believe that this November election is, I believe, a watershed moment in the history of our nation. And it is, I believe, one of the key battles of the Civil War that Michael Savage is talking about. Are we going to take our country back? Are we going to take Congress back? Are we going to stop Obama dead in his tracks? That, to me, is the issue. To everybody in Middle America, wake up before it's too late. 855-400-7282 is the number. 855-400-7282 is the number. Let's go to Keith on WABC. Keith, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yeah, great show, Jeff.
Thank you very much, Keith.
Can you imagine if this guy had showed up in Times Square in Manhattan and walked around New York City for a couple days?
Oh, my God.
What are the implications of that? I mean, all the travelers from all over the world, not to mention the people there. I mean, all this being on the news and everything, you don't think ISIS is watching this? What would it take to fly a couple guys first class to Africa that want to kill themselves anyway, catch it, fly back and spend a week and two in Manhattan until you die? I mean, what would be the repercussions of that? How would you contain all those people?
You can't.
Have who to follow up with.
I mean, Keith, right now, I believe we're sitting ducks. I believe that's, I mean, I'm not trying to be overly alarmist. I'm just, if I'm not here to speak truth to power, if I'm not here to speak truth to all of you, there's no point in me being in talk radio. There's no point in doing what I do. And I believe that Obama has so hollowed out our country. He has so opened us up to all of our enemies, whether it be Ebola, whether it be ISIS, whether it be radical Islamists, whether it be Al-Qaeda, whether it be to the socialist progressives who are now destroying us from within, we are now essentially sitting ducks. And now, basically, I believe what they're going to do, if they haven't done it already, is wage biological warfare. You can't stop this thing once it gets into a country's bloodstream. You can't. Now, if I predicted this several months ago, if Michael Savage predicted this several months ago, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to denigrate us. I know Michael's a very smart guy, and I'm a very smart guy. But in all honesty, we're not rocket scientists. You know, we're not Albert Einsteins. You mean to tell me there weren't people at the CDC? There weren't people within the Obama regime that were stating the obvious? We got to close down our borders. We got to stop air travel. We got to strip these visas. We have to tell Americans, if you travel to those countries, you go at your own risk. And if you go, we may not want you to come back. We're going to screen you because you may have contracted a deadly disease. The Canadians figured it out. The Europeans figured it out. Even the Russians figured it out. But Obama didn't. My friends, I think he knew. He just didn't care. Jeff Kooner sitting in for the great living legend, Michael Savage. More with your calls next.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Jeff Kooner sitting in for the living legend, Michael Savage. My friends, this is breaking. We broke it about half an hour ago. ISIS has struck again. They have just released another video beheading another British aid worker. It's absolutely gruesome. It is a British hostage. His name is Alan Henning. They literally sawed his head off, as they did the other three, right there on the video, saying that this is in retaliation for David Cameron and the British Parliament's decision to authorize airstrikes in Iraq. They are now vowing to behead another American, this time Peter Kasich. My friends, radical Islam is at war with us. The question is, are we at war with them? Jeff Kooner, filling in for the living legend, Michael Savage, on the Savage Nation.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
This is Jeff Cooner filling in for the living legend Michael Savage on The Savage Nation. 855-400-7282 is the number. To all of you, I urge you, go to michaelsavage.com, michaelsavage.com, for the absolute latest must-read stories, frankly, you can't find almost anywhere else. To you, my buddy Michael, I want to thank you once again, my friend, for the wonderful opportunity of filling in for you today. I can't tell you what a treat and a pleasure it is. Also, I received your book yesterday. I love it. It was delivered to me express. It was overnighted. I'm three quarters of the way through. I want to congratulate you. I think it's an absolute tour de force. Maybe one of your best books ever. I believe it's an instant classic. You have surgically, lucidly, insightfully, brilliantly dissected the fundamental clash that we face in our culture and our country today, which is the ideological, moral, cultural civil war taking place between the patriotic nationalists who believe in America, its founding principles, the Constitution, the American language, English, the American culture, American tradition, American history, and those on the radical secular left who have formed an unholy alliance with militant Islam, who want to destroy this country's very foundations. And Michael, I've read most of your books, and I got to tell you, for most of you out there, I believe in many ways it is the culmination of Michael's work and his body of thought. I urge all of you, if you haven't bought it, trust me, do yourself a favor. Do your mind a favor. Go and buy Stop the Coming Civil War. Okay, my friends, just to show you how prophetic Michael has been, when we say, when Michael calls Obama, Obama the Destroyer, it is not just the Ebola virus. It is not just his willful blindness on radical Islam and ISIS. But now the president has made it crystal clear, the dear leader, the con man in chief, that no matter what happens in November, even if he gets shellacked, even if Republicans take over Senate, the Senate, and with it, Congress, he is going to go forward with a mass executive amnesty to 5 to 6, maybe 7 million illegal immigrants. Those are the shock troops of his socialist revolution. And what is to me incredible is notice now in his second term, he is showing us his real face. He is showing us his true red socialist Marxist colors. His dictatorial ambitions, his authoritarian impulses. He's like a Cadillo, as they say in Latin America, the strong man, El Presidente, the dictator, like a Hugo Chavez or a Fidel Castro. And so recently, he was at a gala speaking to immigration activists, many of them from La Raza and other radical Marxist pro-amnesty groups, Latinos, telling them, I don't care if we lose the elections. I don't care if we lose in November, if we lose Congress. With you, the peasants by my side, with you, my revolutionaries and my militant socialists in front of me. We can change America because America is built for the illegal immigrant. America was created so illegals can come here and essentially live off the fat of the land. Listen to the dear leader in his own words saying, come hell or high water, I will deliver for you after the elections. Amnesty is coming, whether middle America wants it or not. Boys, play clip two.
6 years ago, I asked you to believe, and tonight I ask you to keep believing, not just in my ability to bring about change, but in your ability to bring about change. Because in the end, Dreamer is more than just a title. It's a pretty good description of what it means to be an American.
Now, this is incredible. This is incredible. So basically, he's telling us America is not a land of legal immigrants, is not a land of citizens who come to this country legally, who respect its language, who respect its borders, who respect its culture, who respect its history and sovereignty. It's for anybody who wants to come on in. It's essentially a universal nation. It's a socialist empire. Bienvenuto. Come on down. Whether you have Ebola, we don't care. Whether you have tuberculosis, we don't care. Whether you have scabies, we don't care. Whether you're part of MS-13, if you're a gangbanger, or the Mexican drug cartels, or you just want to come off here and live off of welfare and live off the American taxpayer, we don't care. Just come on down, baby. As long as you vote for the Democrats and me, the dear leader. And so now, firing up the troops, saying that essentially, and in fact, he even uses it in Spanish. He actually repeatedly tells them in Spanish, I need you to vote, and I need you to vote now. Basically telling them, wink, 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 wink. The race card didn't work. The war on women crowd, the war on women card didn't work. Portraying the GOP as a bunch of radical jihadist extremists, that didn't work. So the only card he's got left to cling to power is now, wink, wink, I need you to tell every single illegal immigrant, go and vote. Use your fake ID cards, your fake driver's licenses, whatever you've got, but you've got to make sure that you steal the election from the dumb gringo. Here is Obama saying, if you send all your activists and all your illegals out there to vote, no force on earth can stop us. Boys, roll clip three.
Each of us is called on to stand proudly for the values we believe in and the future we seek. All of us have a chance to reach out and pull this country that we call home a little closer to its founding ideas.
Mm-hmm.
That's the spirit that's alive in this room.
Yep.
That's the spirit I saw in Luis and Victor
mm-hmm.
and all the young people here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That spirit is alive in America today. And with that spirit, no force on earth can stop us.
You see, because according to the radical socialist left, our founding and our founding fathers created America so the Guatemalan can just walk in. So the El Salvadorian can just walk in. So the Liberian can just walk in. That's what made them, that's what America was all about. You see, we were created to be a dumping ground for the third world. That's essentially what he's telling everybody in the room, and he's telling the country. So if you come here and violate our sovereignty and violate our laws and come here and live illegally among us, and you take food stamps, and you take welfare, and you take EBT cards, and you bankrupt our emergency rooms, and you flood our schools, and you live off Section 8 housing, and you even have one of those Obama phones, no problemo, amigo, because the dumb gringo is going to give you amnesty. And so now, my friends, we come to the crux of the matter. Now he's no longer even hiding his dictatorial ambitions. Now he's openly telling us, I don't give a damn about Congress. I don't give a damn about the Constitution, and I don't give a damn about the rule of law, because together, we fellow revolutionaries, we can transform America, as I promised all of you just days before my election in 2008. Listen to him openly tell the audience, all of these radical Latinos, America isn't Congress. Boys, play clip one.
America isn't Congress. America isn't Washington. America is the striving immigrant who starts a business, or the mom who works two low-wage jobs to give her kid a better life. America is the union leader and the CEO who put aside their differences to make the economy stronger. America is the student who defies the odds to become the first in a family to go to college. The citizen who defies the cynics and goes out there and votes. The young person who comes out of the shadows to demand the right to dream. That's what America's about.
This guy's incredible. What he just did there is effectively a putsch. What he did there, this is effectively a coup. What he essentially is saying, I mean, listen to his own words. The American is the person who comes out of the shadows to demand the right to dream, meaning the illegal immigrant. So now essentially in America, if you break the law, if you come here illegally, if you violate our sovereignty, no problem. What it means to be an American is we award lawbreaking and criminality. As long as you vote for the Democrats and try to help entrench a one-party regime. This is what this is all about. You want to know what it's about? It's about Texas. They want Texas to flip blue. They want Florida to flip blue. They want Ohio to permanently flip blue. So then the Democrats and the liberals will have a stranglehold on the country for the next several generations. That's what this is about. And now he's openly saying it. We're not Congress. Congress doesn't matter. I'm going to circumvent Congress. I'm going to do an end run around Congress. I'm going to ignore Congress. Effectively saying, I'm going to ignore the separation of powers, checks and balances, and our entire constitutional system. Because in the end, I want to fundamentally transform this country politically, culturally, demographically. Viva la revolución! And so my question to you is this. Does Obama have the right, in your view, to ignore Congress and pass a unilateral executive amnesty to 5 to 6, 7 million illegal immigrants? And if he does after the November elections, should the Republicans impeach him? I want to hear from you. 855-400-7282 is the number. 855-400-7282. Jeff Cooner filling in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. The only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CON.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Jeff Cooner sitting in for the living legend, Michael Savage. Rich on the great WABC. Thanks for holding and welcome.
Well,
Hi, Rich.
I'm going to be done about the problems that Dr. Savage talks about. I'm here in New York, and it's the armpit of the world, and nothing's going to be done. And I'm 64 years old, and I know it's all over. So that's all I wanted to say.
Now, Rich, I'm just curious. Why are you convinced that it's all over?
Because in New York, there's nothing but voter fraud. And if Rand Paul gets in or another Republican, I will be very surprised. When the Ebola virus broke out, I said it's only a matter of time before it comes here because that's the kind of government we have.
Rich, don't you think people are so sick of the dear leader? They're so sick of his criminal regime. They're so sick of what the Democrats are doing to this country that now it's sort of like a sleeping giant that's now been awakened. And now you have this surge coming, this huge Republican tidal wave that could potentially sweep the Democrats and eventually Obama out of power.
Yeah, well, I hope so. If you think so. I'm here in the armpit of the world, so.
No. No, I know. But I mean, Rich. I mean, geez, Rich, my God. I mean, buddy, you got to be you can't let your morale be so low. I mean, you got to cheer up a little bit. Look, New York is a very depressing place. I hear you. It's Moonbatville. Look, I live in Boston, so I sympathize with you. Believe me. But New York, Boston, that's not America. You know, people in New York and Boston think it's America, but it's not America. And I am telling you that there is now opposition to Obama and the radical secular left. It is spreading like a prairie fire all across the country. And come November, to Obama, if you're listening to me, it's not just going to be a landslide and a tsunami. It's going to be a reckoning. Dear leader, we're coming for you. And this time, we're going to impeach. Jeff Cooner sitting in for Michael Savage on The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
.855-400-7282 is the number. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Jeff Cooner filling in for the living legend, Michael Savage. My friends, if you want to hear more of me, you can listen to me Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on the great WRKO AM 680 in Boston. I'm known as Boston's Bulldozer, cleaning up the liberal bull. Michael, my friend, I just want to thank you once again for giving me the opportunity to fill in for you. Always an honor, always a pleasure. Lines are blazing. Karen in Seattle, thanks for holding and welcome.
Jeff, it is always a pleasure when you sit in for the doctor.
Oh, thank you, Karen.
I want to answer your question. You asked, does this president, President Ebola, have the right to do what he's doing in this country? And, you know, my point is, and I want to address it to all of the illegal people in this country who think that they are coming to the wonderful land of democracy of old. They don't realize, they are too uninformed to realize that they are nothing but cannon fodder for the Democrats and for this president. They are being used to get a permanent voting majority. But what they don't understand is they are better off in Mexico than they are here, because the plan here is not a soft EU-type socialism. No, no, no. The plan here is a communist Chinese-type socialism. It's going to be a combination of capitalism and dictatorship, just like they have in Congress or in China. You can look it up on the internet. There is a Chinese man, I can't remember his name, who has actually the author of the future government plan for the now named, not the Democratic Party, but the new name that hasn't come out of the wraps yet, is the Socialist Democratic Committee, because they are wiping out parties. And these illegal immigrants don't get it.
Look, Karen, look, I got to tell you, I think you're spot on. And I want to commend you for your courage. I believe that this is all part of the New World Order. This is what George Soros has been planning for decades. This is what the socialists at the EU and the World Bank and the IMF and many of the big banks have been planning for decades. They want to destroy our culture, our language, our sovereignty, our constitution, because ultimately they want to impose state socialism here in the United States. And if you notice, they are slowly trying to wipe out the opposition by marginalizing conservatives, by demonizing conservatives. They're sicking the IRS to target conservatives. They are now trying to brand talk radio as, quote, hate speech. Just several weeks ago, almost every Democrat in the Senate took a vote to essentially fundamentally alter the First Amendment, to basically say that political speech can be regulated because they believe it's a form of hate speech. You now have the NSA spying on Americans. You now have our civil liberties being violated left, right, and center. You now have our healthcare system completely taken over by the government. The big banks de facto nationalized. Financial institutions effectively nationalized. Now you have Obama basically saying game, set, and match. I'm going to give amnesty to 5, 6, 7 million illegals against the law, against Congress, against the Constitution, because he knows perfectly well if he gives an executive amnesty, what happens? Just objectively, Texas becomes a blue state. The Southwest goes blue, completely blue. Arizona goes blue. New Mexico goes blue. Colorado goes blue. Florida goes blue. Ohio goes blue. Pennsylvania permanently goes blue. You essentially have one-party rule. The Republicans are going to be essentially a minority rump party, maybe with some states in the South and some in the Midwest. That's it. That's all. The Chinese are buying up our foreign debt. We are essentially now bought lock, stock, and barrel by Beijing. We've become, under this president, an economic colony of Beijing. No wonder when the Chinese president comes, all the dear leader can do is bow. He just bows and keeps bowing and doesn't stop bowing. Like with the Saudi Arabian, the Prince of Saudi Arabia. Because the Saudis and the Chinese now effectively own us. How is this not treason? And to me, what is to me just honestly mind-bending is that when you state the obvious, all you're doing is stating the truth. Suddenly now, you're a suicide bomber. You're a right-wing extremist. You're a hostage taker. According to Nancy Pelosi, your days are numbered in this country. If you're Clive Bundy and you live on a ranch in Nevada, they want to send 200 federal agents to come in there and wipe you and your family out. Now they have free speech zones across the country. They have free speech zones on campuses. So it's clear what the ultimate game plan is. Frankly, that's what Savage lays out, I think, brilliantly in his book. And yet, there's Savage, there's myself, maybe two or three other people in talk radio. That's it. We're the resistance. Are we the only ones left that are willing to speak up on behalf of our forefathers and our founding fathers? And our republic? George Washington must be rolling in his grave. And for this man to stand there, the President of the United States of America, And to say that America is about people coming out of the shadows? That America is about, quote, the dreamers, meaning the illegal aliens? And he's talking about them starting businesses and the mother with two jobs. What is he talking about? We've got 92 million Americans out of work, out of the labor force. We have record numbers of people on welfare, record numbers of people on food stamps. You have these illegal aliens coming in here, literally sucking off the public teat, bankrupting our healthcare system, our education system, our schools, our welfare. Don't take my word for it. Here, just outside of Boston, right? I broadcast on WRKO. I'm literally right near Boston. A suburb of Boston called Lynn. It was in the news big time. I know Savage even talked about it. The mayor of Lynn says there are now so many illegal aliens, the children from Central America, that the schools of Lynn are literally, they're overflowing. They don't know what to do. You have kids in the hallway. There's not enough of them in the classroom. They have so-called minors and kids that are 21, 25. There's a couple of them 40 years of age. They've got gray hair. I had her on my morning show. Literally, she said, you don't understand something. They're 40 years of age with gray hair. They're hitting on the teachers. We don't know if they have criminal records because there's no vetting. I said, whoa. Do you mean to tell me that some of these so-called minors, they could be, I don't know, the Jeffrey Dahmers of Guatemala? She said, yes. We don't know. They could be murderers. They could be rapists. They could be criminals. They could be gangbangers. We don't know. She says, but what we do know is the moment they started pouring into Lynn and all the other schools in the area, just in Boston, tuberculosis is up 200%. She says, we're spending so much money on vaccinations. We have to bring in all kinds of translators, social workers. We're going broke. And here's the kicker. Every single illegal, quote unquote, minor not only comes from Guatemala, but from a specific province in Guatemala. And not only a specific province from Guatemala, all 500 of them, they all speak a certain Indian dialect. They don't even speak Spanish. Spanish is a foreign language to them. They speak some rare Indian dialect. She says, we had to search the entire country to find a translator who can speak their specific brand of Indian dialect. We go, parle español. And they're like, what? What are you talking? We don't speak Spanish. No comprende. Now, what is the coincidence that everybody from these several villages, from one province in Guatemala, suddenly, out of the blue, all decide to go to Lynn, Massachusetts? No. You can say many things about Jeff Cooner, but one thing you can't say is my mother didn't raise an idiot. I'm not stupid. They're being coached. They're being told. It's a racket. And they know that a dumb gringo, because we have to be compassionate and tolerant and have respect for diversity, that we're just going to let them come on in and we are essentially being invaded. This is an invasion. And like in Vichy, France, we're saying, come on in. What Obama is a Quisling. He is like the Vichy French. He is a Quisling for the Chinese communists. He is a Quisling for the Saudi radical Muslims. He is a Quisling for George Soros and the New World Order, as well as all of his minions across the country. We have fifth columnists here in America. The real enemy, when everything is said and done, is not abroad. It's right here in America, in the White House, in the Oval Office. His name, Barack Hussein Obama. 855-400-7282 is the number. 800-855-400-7282 is the number. Scott in Vegas on KBET. Thanks for holding and welcome.
Yeah, the answer to your question is an obvious yes, he should be impeached. But, I mean, that should have happened years ago. So the question is kind of getting old. So I think the reason that he hasn't been impeached, though, is pretty obvious. The Republicans don't want to set a precedent in case they somehow miraculously take back over. They don't want to have to be held accountable, and they want to be able to get away with everything just like Obama is.
So, Scott, basically what you're saying is that we're run by an oligarchy, or a duopoly, to be precise.
Yeah, exactly.
The Republicrats and the Democons. And essentially, our ruling class, they don't want to hold each other accountable because they essentially want to subjugate the American people and not be accountable.
Exactly. They don't take accountability. The Republicans keep on, saying, as an excuse not to impeach Obama, that, you know, well, the Democrats are going to rally if we impeach him. That's BS. What about the Republicans rallying behind the impeachment process? If they would just get some kahunas to actually do something about this problem, it would wake up the conservative base, and it would revolutionize this country.
Bingo. Scott, thank you for that call. Look, let's be honest. We don't have a real opposition in Washington, D.C. We have a phony opposition, and this has been going on now for 6 years. It's time for new leadership. It's time for a new revitalized conservative movement. My friend, it's time for Middle America to rise from the ashes. 855-400-7282 is the number. Jeff Cooner, filling in for the living legend, Michael Savage, on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-CO-IN.
Jeff Cooner filling in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. Douglas in Carson City, KKOH. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing, Jeff?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, if I get through. It's really important. Now, listen, there's a legal way to defeat amnesty. 8 times in the past, the Supreme Court and federal judges have ruled you cannot have a law that disparately, I don't know why they use that word instead of disproportionately, affects a protected minority. Now, the thing is that two weeks ago they did it in Ohio again, the 9th time, 4 days ago in South Carolina. What segment of society, when all these low-wage workers flood the market, which section of society is it going to impact the most? Naturally, the poor, which would be, unfortunately, African American, and they're a protected minority. Now, I believe that if someone goes to court over it, they can win that because of precedent. Now, the Republicans will garner a certain percentage of black vote if they do that, and they're able to say, African Americans, say, look, they really do go to bat for us. They are looking out for us. And I wonder, why, if I know that law, how do the Republican candidates not know it? Why has nobody filed class action suit to stop it in its tracks?
Douglas, thank you for your call. The answer is obvious. Because there's no spine up on Capitol Hill. It's time we take back the Republican Party. It's time we take back the conservative movement. It's time we took our country back. My friends, we've got 4 weeks to do it. I gotta go. Jeff Cooner filling in for the living legend Michael Savage. on the Savage Nation. Have a great weekend, and may God bless the greatest country in the world.